It was so light there, she was able to burrow to choose out the wheat with this light. Because you need light to be able to choose out burrow, the chitim, the wheat. She was able to do it from the light of the menorah, even though it was nighttime. Chasidim v'yan shem aitzim, Mishnah says. Also, they were dancing there by the chitim of Beit HaShoeva. Turn around, yesh miyam oimim, some used to say, ashrei ilo desenu, good is to the person that they were created. Shaloi baishe ezik noisenu. That means they are not mavais, they didn't embarrass their elders. In other words, the children, able chasidim. These are called the chasidim. That they never did any chatoim, anything wrong, so they never embarrassed their parents. V'yan shemaisa. These are chasidim and anshemaisa. V'yesh miyam, some of them, they were said, ashre ezik noisenu. Good is to the parents here, shekipur es yaldesenu. That the parents have a kapara, were mechapa for their sons. That means elo bale tshuva. Even though the sons did some chatoim, but now they're better, and the parents were mechapar on them, so that's called Bala Tshuva. On some of them, the Yanshim Aysan Tzchidim, they were called people that never did a chatoim. And other people that did do chatoim, who just say ashray to the parents, that their maisim were mechapar on the children. And Elu V'Elu, I mean, both used to say, on both of them, they said, Ashre Mishle Chotu, good is to the person and they never did a chet altogether. Or Mishle Chotu, some did do a chet, Yoshev Yim Choloi. He should go do tshuva and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Meichelim. Like over here, these Baal Tshuvas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meichelim, and now they were okay. Tanya, Omro Olav Al Hillel HaZokin, we said about Hillel HaZokin, Ki Shoy Yisomach Besimchas Beis HaShoeva. When he used to be happy by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, on Sukkot by night, Omar, he would say like this, Omar Cain, Im ani kan hakil kan, famous on word. If I'm here, everybody's here. V'im ani kan, but if I'm not here, Vesil is not here, is Mikan who's here? So Yechur, it's showing, he's a Bagaivanik, he's showing off, and say, I'm the most chashma person here. If I'm here, it's Gvaltik, if I'm not here, not. And it's always brought down, Hillel was an honor, the biggest honor. So Rashi learns here, it's not going on Hillel himself, it's going on the Shechina. Rashi says, Im ani kan hakil kan, Dere shoyel rabim shlo yechto, people should not do chatoyim. Bishmoy shlo kodesh baruch hu. He said in the name of Hashem like, Im ani kan akel kan, kol zman sheni chofetz habayis hazeh, when the kodesh baruch hu wants the base of Mikdash, hu shchinas ishu yeboi, my shchina, Hashem shchina is here, yei kvoy de kayim, the base of Mikdash will be here. Vi yeboi yu akel kan, everybody will come to the base of Mikdash. Ov yim tischatu, if we'll do chatoyim, vi yisalak shchinasai, and then Hashem will take away his shchina from the base of Mikdash, mi yove kan, who will come here? Rashi's Miyashiv is not Hillel saying it upon himself, he's just saying about the Shechina. That calls him on the Shechina is here in the Beis HaMikdash, everybody comes to the Beis HaMikdash. But when we do Chatoyim by the Churbin, Hashem takes away the Beis HaMikdash. Who are Yoyim? He also used to say, who are Yoyim Akein? His Bezillel used to say like this, L'mokam Shani Oyhev Shom Ragle Malichis. I see. The place that I want to go, that I love to go, my feet take me there. That means in Imtova Yel Beisi Ani Ov Yel Beisecha. If you will come into my house, I will come into your house. This is going back to Kodesh Baruch Hu again. If we come into our Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem will come into our house. Imato Lo Sov Yel Beisi. But if we do not come into the Beis HaMikdash, Ani Lo Yov Yel Beisecha, I will not come into your place. Shenema, the Pesuk says, B'chol Mokom Asherasker Eshemi Ov Yel Echav Yaticha. Wherever we come and mentions Hashem's name, like we come to Hashem, is Hashem will give us a bracha. And weiter, is going on Hillel. Afu ro gogoylas achas. He also saw one skull shed sofa play a mind. It was floating on top of the water. Omar, he said to the skull like this, to the head. Somebody killed this person and his head is floating in the water. Al di atfuch atfuch. Because you killed somebody else, that's why they killed you. Omatifuch yetufan. And the person that killed you, he eventually will also have the same thing. In other words, the choyva de choyva. You killed somebody, true, because he deserved to be killed. But who asked you to kill him? So you got killed for that. And the person that killed you, he'll also get killed, even though you deserve to be killed, but that person doesn't have a right to kill you, so he'll also get punished for that. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Raglohi Devar Inish, a person's feet, in an Arvin Bay, they are responsible for where you go. Li'asa de Mesvoyin Tamon, Mavlinan Yasei, because the place where they take you to, that's the place you go. Or it depends where your feet take you to. Trash Yasadim Savot Lomavoyim. Lomokim Shenigzur Olov Lomus boy, mishamu mispakesh nitzel nishmosei. The place that where we have to die, that's where they want to take you there. Your feet take you there. And the Maaseh was hanu tarti kushoi. There were two people. Rashi says kushoi means Hashem shir yofim karla kushi. Since they were very nice people that looked very beautiful, they're called kushi. So the two beautiful people, tevei kaimi kaimi shloimei. They were in front of Shloim HaMelech, and they were his seifrim. Alechorev v'yachya v'nei Shisha. These were two brothers, the sons of Shisha. Seifrim the Shloim Hevei. They were Shloim HaMelech seifrim. Is yom echad and one day chazi l'malach hamavis devei kotzif. Shloim HaMelech saw that the malach hamavis felt bad. He was in a bad mood. So Amalei, so Shloim HaMelech said to the malach hamavis, Amaya tzivus, how come you so you feel so bad today? You look so sorrow. Is Amalei told him the kaboyi minoi hani tati kishoi? Because they told me in Shemayim I should kill, I should take away these two beautiful people here, the Yasvi Hochi, that they're sitting over here. And really, this is not the place I could kill them. The place I could kill them has to be someplace else. Trashi, the kaboyi minoi elu mizbakshim imeni lamala. I mean, our Shemayim Hashem wants me to kill these two people. Shegiyas manim lomus. So yohi yocholito mishmosam. But the Malach HaMavos could not kill these two people. Kivon shlenigzer aleim lomus kiyim b'shar luz. The place where they're supposed to die is in a special place, in the gate to go into the city of Luz. And right now these people were not there. So since they weren't there, the Malach HaMavos couldn't kill them. So Malach HaMavos felt bad. He can't do what he's supposed to do. So what happened, the Mora says, is so when Shlomo HaMelech heard this, like that the Malach HaMavos wants to kill these two people, is masrinu l'sirin. He gave them over to take care of the Shadim. Shrashi Masrinu Shlema. Shlema Melech gave over these two people to take care now, the Sirim, the Shadim. Shuhoye Melech Haleim. Shlema Melech was the king over the Shadim also. It is said, Vayeshiv Shlema Kisi Hashem Lemelech, Shemolach Al Helyonim Val Tachtoinim. He was the king even on the top, means even on Shadim, he was also the Melech. So he gave over the kingdom of the Shadim to these two Kushim here. And Shadrinu Lemechuza de Luz. He told them, go live in Luz. Luz was a special city, Rashi says, Ir Shein Malach HaMavos Shelo B'Soichoi. But I mean a B'Soichoi, a special city that nobody died in. They used to live for a long time. The Malach HaMavos couldn't kill them in Luz. So Shlomo HaMelech thought, let these two people now go live in Luz, and there the Malach HaMavos can't get to you. What happened was, Kimata L'Mechuzza L'Luz, but when they got into the city called Luz, Shchivu, they taka died there. So they died there, it means on the Shar, on the gate coming into Luz, right before they reached Luz. That's where the Malach HaMavos was able to kill them. If they would have got inside, they would have been saved. But he got them on the doorpost, on the Yashar, the gate coming in. So, Kimotu L'Mechuzah D'Luz, when they reached the city, Shchiva, the Malach HaMavos was able to kill them. They died there. L'mocha Chazi Malach HaMavos Devi Kabodach. The next day, Shlomo HaMelech saw that the Malach HaMavos was very happy. Omalei Amai B'dichos, how come you're so happy today? Omalei. He asked the boy minoi tamon shadrasinu, the place that I needed them. That's the place where I could kill them. Only in the shah, the entrance into Luz, that's where they went yesterday. So because like you let them go there, I feel happy I was able to kill them. So miyad right away posach shleimai. Shleimai Melech opened up and said, v'yama ragloi devarinish, a person's feet inun arvun bay. They are responsible. Li asked the misavoi in tamon mavlinun. Yasei, the place where the Malach HaMavos wants you to go, they take you there. In other words, the Malach HaMavos only has the right to kill you in a certain place. And he has to get you there in order to kill you. Who gets you there? Your feet. See, your feet are the ones that are responsible, like, for your death. Right. Their feet took him there. The lion said, the feet took him there. It's always that way. Tanya. Omru alav al Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Ki yishoy yosomach simcha beis ha-shoeva. When he was happy by the simcha beis ha-shoeva, he had 8 torches, shelora fire. The zorek, he was juggling with them. The zorek achas v'noit lachas, he would throw up one and catch another one. With 8 torches, he was able to jog up and down, and one would not touch the other one. He's going on a shim gamliel. When he would bow down, is noyat shtei goyd laboros. He would like standing up and put his bend over, and stick his 2 thumbs into the ground. The sheikh and then bend all the way down. The noishik esaritzpa and kiss the ground with his mouth. The zaykim and then stand up again. As his feet were standing straight up, he was able to bow all the way down like that, standing up. The yankoberi yechel lasas kain. Nobody else can do like this. such an acrobat. They're able to, your feet standing straight up, just your body bent all the way down, able to kiss the ground. Vizuhi kida. This is called kida. Not ishtacha, but it's called a kida. Rashi says, so amura biksum, it says in the psukim, the yama mar kida alapayim. Kida means bending all the way down, your face touching the ground. Vaita, Levi, achve kida kaimed the Rebbe. Levi also wanted to show Rebbe what a kida is, to bow down like this. The itloy, and he became lame because of that. He like broke his thigh. For the Gemara, v'agormale, is this what caused it? V'yama Rebbe Loza, li'yolo ma'yitiyah chodim dvorim kapi mala. A person should never have any tainess, talk back like to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, talk bad kapi shemaya. Sharei Adam Godel was a great person, Levi. Hatiyah dvorim kapi mala. He once said something like it sounded like not nice, clap to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'yitlo, and he became lame because of that. Umani, who was this chash of a person? Levi. So you see, it's something else that caused Levi to become lame. So Meir says, Havi ha garmalei. Both things happened. True, he did the chet that he was tetia kapimala. But when do you get punished? When you do something that's punishable. So here, since he was bending down, and it's very easy to break your thigh that way, so at b'shas ha-sakona, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the punishment you're supposed to get, true for another avera. So at this time, when you're in a matzev of being punished, that's when Hashem punished Levi for this other chet that he did. He was matiach dvorim kapi mala. Yehovah Gormelei. Levi have a metayo kaime the Rebbe. Levi was walking in front of Rebbe, the timne sakine. He was able to jug with eight knives. He had eight knives jugging. Shmuel kaime shavamalka, the timne mezogi charma. He could jug with eight jars of wine. Eight cups of wine. He's able to throw them up and catch them. Betimni mezogi charmra. Eight glasses of wine. Abaya kaime derava. Os betimna beya. With eight eggs. He was able to jug with eight eggs. The amrilo, some say, be abor beya. Only with four eggs. Tanya amrev Yeshua ben Chananya. Kisho yinu smechim simcha beis shreva. When we used to be sukkis in the base of Migdash, by the Simcha Beis Shoeva, the 7 days of Sukkis, Lorinu Shina Benenu, we didn't sleep at all. All 7 days we were up the whole day. Kate said, how did it come out? Shor Rishon in the morning, we brought the Talmud Shachar. Mishom Letfilu, right away we went to Davin Shachris. Mishom LeKorban Musaf, then we went in the Beis Hamikdash to bring the Korban Musaf. Mishom LeTfila, Tfila Samosofim, then they Davin Musaf right away. Mishom LeBeis HaMedrash, after they went to learn in the Beis HaMedrash. Mishom l'achilu, then they went to have the Suda Shal Yomtiv. Hoshia, they had achilu and shtia, they ain't drank. Mishom l'tfilas ha-mincha, then it was already time to David tfilas ha-mincha. Mishom l'tomach Rabbein Abayim, then they went to bring the Tomach Rabbein Abayim. Mikan v'elech, after they finished the Tomach Rabbein Abayim, l'simchas Beis HaShoeva. Used to be up the whole night dancing and singing by the Simcha Beis HaShoeva. So the kids said they were up for 7 days straight. For the Gemara, any that can be. The Yomer Rabbi Yechonin, Rabbi Yechonin said, Shavua Shleisha and Shleisha Yomim. If somebody makes a Shavua, he promises that he won't sleep for 3 days, he should know Malkin Oisai. We give him Malkus right now. Because it's called the Shavua Shav. It's something you can't do. You're going to have to sleep. So it's called the Shavua Shav. You get Malkus right now. The Yoshin Lealter. And the Shavua is not Chal. You're allowed to go to sleep right now. Because it's not possible to stay awake for 3 days straight without sleeping. So Gemara answers, Elohokikom, this is what he meant to say. Loi to'am no tam shinu, we didn't taste a good taste of sleep. Devi menamne akasved adodi, we used to doze off on the shoulders of our friend. In other words, it wasn't any time to go to bed. True, we taka fell asleep, we had a little doze, but just a little bit, a little sleep, we chapped on the shoulders of our friend. Right, then the Mishnah says, Chomesh asara mailis, there were 15 steps coming down from the Ezras Yisrael to the Ezras Noshim. Omalei Rav Chizda, Luhumad Rabbonin, Tehebe Komisade Ragarata Kaimei. So Rav Chizda threw to Rabbonin that was setting, putting out the Agarat in front of him, saying over the Agodis. Omalei, Shamei Elecho, did you hear? Hani Chomesh Asara Mailis, Kineged Mi Omram David. Hey, there's 15 Shira Mailis in, who did David say Kineged? Like on the Silka Beis Shweiv, on every step, they used to sing another Shira Mailis. But why did David HaMelech sing these 15 Shira Mailis in? Is Omalei, so he answered back, Hochi Yom Rav Yechonin. This is what Rav Yechonin said, that Bishor Shekora David Shisin, when David HaMelech dug to make the Shisin, to make these holes underneath the Mokum of the Mizbeach, that the Nisach HaYayin and Nisach HaMayim should go down,
In other words, this man Diyama holds that it wasn't created from Sheshishimei Breshis. Before we had a Gemara that says the Shishim were created from Sheshishimei Breshis. This man Diyama holds no, that Dovra Melech himself dug down the Shishim. So at the time when Dovra Melech dug down to make these holes that the Yayin should go straight down, is Kofa Toima, the underground, that the water started to shoot up. It wanted to destroy the whole world. It's the underground water wanted to come up. Is Omar David, so David HaMelech said, Chomesh Asoro Milas. He said here now, 15 Shira Malasin, V'yayridon, and he made the water go down, not to shoot up. Fred Gemari, if that was the case, Chomesh Asoro Milas, why is it called 15 like Milas coming up? Yerodos mi boiler, should have said 15, pushing it down, he pushed it down 15 times. So Amalais, he said, Hoyo v'yadachta milsa, since you reminded me, Hochi Yitma, this is the way it was learned. Now you understand, Shah. That Bishah Shekora David Shisen, at the time David went to dig out these two holes under the Mizbeach where the wine and the water should go, Kofa Toim, the time the underground started to come up, Oboil Mishta Falma wanted to destroy the whole world. His Oma David, David said, Miika Diyod, does anybody know? I have a Shaila now. Does anybody know? Ishori Lemichtav Shem Achaspa. Am I allowed to write now at the Shem HaMafarish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name on a Chaspa?